Blessed and praised be the name of our Lord, already for the grace which he has given us this morning to be at this place here, together with all those who are joining us online worldwide. We welcome all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed by the wonderful songs, and we can just thank the Lord for all the things he has done for us. Faith is the victory. Faith to believe as the Scripture has said, believing all the promises of God, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also this morning, the Lord is in our midst, as he promised. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. We also want to tune in now by singing songs, beginning with song number 27 from these little booklets, At the Cross, number 27. Is it true that Jesus died for me? This question everyone can ask himself, and also giving the answer, yes, it is true. It has happened with me. I experienced it. Therefore, we may praise his name. Let us sing number 28. Number 28.
Wenn nach der Erde sein Haupt ein, und Gott, ich sing sie, Gott, denn das kann sie sein. Wenn du das Schau meines Heilers,
Now we ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us a word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt that he prays with us. After the prayer, I ask that the parents who want to have their children dedicated, that they come to the front. Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Also for this hour of grace, for this morning, for the wonderful songs which we have heard and which we have sung already. In the first song, in the chorus, at the cross, the morning break for me. And the blind eye was opened. We all were spiritually blind, and the Lord opened our eyes. For I let the Savior into my heart. Hosanna, now the peace is mine. And also in the second song, this alone will be glory. This alone will be glory for me when I will see his face. One day this will become reality, for we shall see him and we know him as he is. Praise and thanks. Are we not already blessed? Of last night, did not the Lord give us his word? Did he not admonish us? Did he not speak to us? Has he not helped us? I'm grateful to God. But this morning is a new day, and we believe that the Lord has new, fresh manna for us. May the Lord grant it. I read a word from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 4, from verse 13. We all know what's all about here. Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well. John 4, from verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The first part from verse 15. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water. Is it not our wish also this morning? Lord, give us this water. Didn't the Lord say, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. Lord, give me this water. It's my prayer. Give me, Lord, this water. Lord, fulfill your word and your promises in me, in us this morning. Purify us through thy blood. Baptize us with spirit and with fire. Glorify thy name in our midst. Confirm thy presence in our midst. Confirm thy word. Is this our prayer? Lord, give me this water. Didn't the Lord say himself, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly waters of living water shall flow. Do we believe this? Do we want to experience this morning, brothers and sisters? If believers are coming together who believe and trust God, then it is always possible, because the Lord is present. I am grateful to God that we not only read, but everything that we read is experienceable. That's what it's all about. Not only that we hear, but that we have a new experience with God this morning. May the Lord give it to us. I read also one verse to it from Revelation 22, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. Revelation 22, verse 17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. May it be so. We stand up for the glory of our Lord. Let him thank him. Let us thank him for his grace and for the love which he has bestowed upon us. Great God, we are coming to you together into your presence this morning. As we have heard, Lord, also today is a new day for us, a today for each one of us. O God of heaven, give us grace that we open our hearts so that your word, the water of life, which flows freely, let us draw from it, from the riches of your grace, that your name might be glorified in the midst of thy people. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, bless us here. Bless all who are joining us online, who are listening and who are watching, Lord. We thank you that you let your word come to fulfillment, that your gospel is preached for a witness for all the world. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the grace. Also for last night, you have spoken to us, Lord in heaven. You have opened our understanding. Give us grace that we are not only hearers, but that we become doers of thy word for the glory of thy name. Bless us, Lord. Give grace that your word, what we will hear this morning, anoint the lips through which you will speak. We are coming to this place not to hear a man, but we are here to hear what you have to say to us through thy word. Thank you, Lord. Once again, bless, give instructions, and let us receive it to glorify thy name. You, the great God, who you have revealed yourself, O God, as already said, you didn't forget anything, but you left everything unto us. And we can align accordingly for the glory of thy name. Amen. One chorus, and then the children are coming with their parents. language. Romanian. Please come. Brother Daniel, Brother John, please come. Each one takes a child. Yes. Amen.
O, Dumnezeule atotputernic, îți aducem acest copil, Doamne, înaintea Ta, pe Sara, Doamne. Îți mulțumim, Dumnezeule, că ai dăruit-o fraților noștri. O închinăm Ție în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos și lasă ca numele Tău, Doamne, să fie peste copii, să fie peste familie, Doamne, și totul să-ți fie închinat Ție. Dă sănătate acestui copil, Doamne, dă putere părinților să-i poată crește, Doamne, în teamă și în frică de Tine. Lasă ca cuvântul Tău să fie în familie. În numele Domnului Iisus Hristos îți mulțumim. Amin. Amin.
Tatăl nostru, Domnul nostru și Dumnezeul nostru, îți mulțumim pentru clipe acestea minunate din viața familiei, din această familie.
Ia, für diese Familie, danke
wir dir. Doamne, ca Tu să binecuvântezi darul acesta minunat. Segne
du diese Gabe, die du geschenkt hast.
Bless this gift which you have given. You have given them a wonderful gift. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. That it grows up in the fear of God. May your hand be upon the life of this child. May you bless the whole family in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Lord,
sont avancés avec cet enfant pour te le consacrer, Seigneur. Notre Dieu, ce que tu nous donnes, nous te les consacrons. Bénis, Seigneur, cet enfant, que cet enfant puisse grandir dans la crainte de ton nom, Seigneur. Nous te consacrons cet enfant afin que tu puisses le bénir pour ce temps et pour l'éternité. Accorde la sagesse aux parents de pouvoir l'élever dans la crainte de ton nom. Nous t'avons prié au nom du Seigneur et Sauveur Jésus-Christ. Amen.
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 You may be seated. Praise and thanks be unto our God for His unspeakable grace, which we truly may experience. Really, according to the Scripture, if I have found grace in Thy sight, then let me know Thy ways, so that I know thereby that I found grace in Thy sight. And then comes the answer. He let Moses know his ways and the children of Israel his doings. Everything what God promised is connected with the fulfillment, connected with reality. Nothing is left to us but to believe, as the Scripture has said, and to really receive joyfully what God has to say to us in this time, and to let ourselves be aligned according to the word and according to the will of God. This time something extraordinary happened. Otherwise, usually we have only emails before the service and also phone calls before the service. But yesterday, something extraordinary happened. So many phone calls from all of the world after the meeting. A whole bulk of emails after the service from everywhere. All who were listening, all have been blessed, are joined with God and with us by the proclamation. Whether one should always read all of them, I don't know. But one thing all should know, that I read every single email I read. And I'm grateful to the Lord that people are all over the earth, in all tongues, that they hear the word. The two last emails, they really touched me in particular. Our brother Vladimir from Bashkemian, who knows where Bashkemia is? Of course, in Russia, near to the Ural. Just think of it. There, people are hearing. There, the people of God are gathering to hear the word. And then, one special mail from Tatarstan. Where are the Tatars? Where is Tatarstan? Of course, near of the island of Krim, where the Tatars have their homeland. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. In all of the world, also that what we call the third world, where 20 years ago it was very difficult, and 10 years ago there was not yet the possibility to get an internet connection, to listen, to watch. There we can testify of it today, that God has given the means and the possibilities, that just all can be blessed all over the earth. Brother Cecil, Brother Hervé, Brother Nyagi, Brother Shilsong, and whoever it might be, from the Ukraine, from Moldavia, from Russia, from everywhere, brethren have phoned or written who have been blessed. Yes, we may say it by faith, out of conviction, that the Lord God, in our time, He brings His work of redemption unto completion. And as Paul has written it in Romans chapter 11, the elect has reached it. And therefore, the message is always addressed in general to the church. And then the emphasis, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. This is the grace which God has given to us, to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches by the word. And connected with it is the commission which found fulfillment before the return of Christ. That God really, in this prophetic age, He has sent a prophet. And as he was said, As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. We had to write it. That we have to bear witness, true witness of that, what was truly said, and not the changing what people have done. We believe that God is true. We believe that no lie has its origin in the truth. Truth is and remains truth forever. And all who are of the truth, they will hear the and believe the true testimony of God, receiving it and having part in it. Then also the remark. All of you, you heard it. What the singers have sung. It was the full gospel. It was the full gospel which was contained in the songs. And that we have the grace in this time by the Word and by the Spirit to be spoken to. And that God gives us so much grace that the preached word is revealed unto each one of us personal by the Spirit, that we understood that it's not a man who speaks to us, but that God Himself speaks to us through His word. And then asking the question, did you understand all this? Yesterday, I gave you a short report about my trip to India. And you all know, if one looks back 50 years, then it was, of course, more easy then. And today it's a bit more difficult. But one thing we may say, although the body gets weaker and weaker, yet the preaching gets stronger and stronger. And the word of the Lord accomplishes for what it was sent for. And this all over the earth, in all peoples, tongues and nations. We are just so grateful that God has given us the connection by His grace, and that we may experience this part of the plan of salvation by His grace. And as we emphasized last night, yes, we had to emphasize it, that in the church of the living God, only God's word counts. All the others, they can believe and teach and do what they like. But you and I, we must remain in the limits of the word. Because only he who is in the word can be sanctified therein. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth, and without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. So, we are especially grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham, a man sent from God, with the message of God, addressed to the people of God in this time. And as it pleased the Lord to take him home. But the message which he brought from the word was left unto us. And therefore, we are preaching the divine message. And in connection with it, we say, as written in Isaiah 53, Lord, who has believed our report? Who has believed our message? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then one always has to give the same answer. Whosoever believes the divine message, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. Him he will be helped on the day of salvation. As we mentioned yesterday from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Just finding grace before God, recognizing the time and the hour, recognizing the message and the messenger, and by this getting the connection to the last moving of God by His grace. The responsibility which rests upon us is very big. Very big. And if we say today that the responsibility which we receive by God now, we of course know God has the overall responsibility. But when we read the epistles of Paul, he was a part of that what God has done at that time. And he could place everything biblically with the church, with the elders, with the deacons, with the gifts, with the tasks, everything put in order. And now, in this time, we also have that what was said to John and revealed on the Isle of Patmos. And also, this point must be emphasized once. John was so overwhelmed. He was so much overwhelmed of that, what he was told, that he had the leaning to worship, who showed him that, who spoke to him, and who revealed it to him. And then came the answer, I'm just one of your brethren, a fellow servant. Worship only God. And this also counts and is valid in our time. Giving no glory to a man, giving no glory to a prophet. All the glory belongs only to God, who has sent his servants and prophets at all times. Our Lord said at the time, for what went you out to see? What did you want to see? A reed shaken in the wind? A man clothed in good clothing? No, I tell you, a prophet, and he was more than a prophet. But not more than a human being, not more than a servant of God. And also in this, God helped us. We of course understand all prophets, they prophesied of the coming of the Lord. But John could introduce him. He could say, behold, this is the Lamb of God. And so, his ministry was in comparison to the prophets who announced everything. His ministry was, of course, greater. He could summarize everything. And that, what is written in Luke 16:16, has become true. Everything was preached until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. So, everything placing it biblically and giving God alone the glory. As already said, about the songs, in the word which was read, we found everything. Just think of it. When Abraham sent his servant Eleazar to fetch the bride of Rebekah, he found her at the well. Brothers and sisters, if we look it up in the Old Testament, how all these biblical events already foreshadowed, that we know, not somewhere, no, there where God is present. And the Lord said it, woman, the time will come where the people will not drink of this well, but the water that I will give you, that will spring up in you unto a fountain. Brothers and sisters, this fountain must break forth. It just has to break forth. It must be there. And we believe that it happens. We believe that we are not coming together in vain, but that God's word, which we hear and which we believe, that it accomplishes in us for what it was sent for. Now, concerning the complete redemption, we can read in all the scriptures, especially in Romans chapter 8. This place one could read every time and emphasize it. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. It's just so tremendous. It's the full gospel, the full salvation. And that what God started, this he finishes unto the day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. As written in Philippians. Then we have it in Ephesians chapter 1, the introduction into this mighty plan of salvation of our God. And here we read, right, straight in verse 4. Yes, we must also read verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The amen was not loud enough. Has blessed. Not only will bless, has already blessed us. And we are just ordained to receive this full blessing. And it's written, with all spiritual blessings. Nothing was left out. With all spiritual blessings. As written here, in heavenly places, God has blessed us on the earth in Jesus Christ our Lord, and has given us the adoption as sons. And as the singers have sung, and even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that we may call out to everyone, be ye reconciled with God. Receive the reconciliation. Receive the forgiveness. Receive the full salvation which God has given us in Christ. Then, in verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Also for this God has taken care that the bride church can be presented before him without spot, without wrinkle. Without spot, without wrinkle, she will be there. Not by that what you could do, but through that what God already has done. And what you received and accepted, so that it might become divine reality in you. Now, listen what is written in verse 5 in Ephesians 1. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Everything was given to us by God. We don't discuss about predestination. No, we believe what God has said. And as the Lamb of God was predestinated before the foundation of the world to die for us, so our names were written into the Lamb's book of life, slain before the foundation of the world. In verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Please, also, all you newcomers who didn't make yet their experience of salvation, where the fountain didn't break forth yet, please receive it, accept it today. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Important is, brothers and sisters, that we always put the kernel upon the lampstand. Everything by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. And therefore, we may preach Jesus Christ as the crucified one. And we have been crucified with him. And as he, on the way to Golgotha, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying. He said, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me, but not my will, but thy will be done. And as sure as the will of God happened in the Son of God, so sure the will of God happens in all sons and daughters of God. Then we have it in John chapter 17. We have the hint that our Lord was ordained before the foundation of the world to die for us. Here, in John 17, one could read all these scriptures. One could hear them and then believing them with all his heart. John 17, here it's verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. We are, of course, waiting for the return of the Lord. He went to prepare a place for his own. And here in the high priestly prayer, Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me, that they are with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. When there was no plan of salvation, when the Savior was not yet born, but before the foundation of the world, God ordained and purposed everything. All of the plan of salvation was purposed. And by grace, we may have part in it. Please remember the word, the term, before the foundation of the world. Then in Matthew chapter 13, we have that what our Lord said at that time. Matthew 13 from verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. And then comes the fulfillment of the scripture, namely that what was said by the Spirit in Psalms 17:8, 78, verse 2, verse 35, we read that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. That's what it's all about. That everything what God said before the foundation of the world, what he foreordained, and what he revealed to us in this time, as we've written, even the fall was in the plan of God. The redemption plan could not have come into force, but everything had to take place in this way so that the name of the Lord might be glorified and so that all can make their free decision for the Lord. For the Lord made the decision already for us. He decided himself for us so that we can decide ourselves for him. Everything was ordained by God. Then we have the parable in Matthew 25, the most important parable in our time and for our time. Matthew 25. Here it's written straight in verse 1. Then, when, after that, what is written in Matthew 24 about the end time. Then, and this then is of course now divine reality amongst us. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. When we sing these old songs, which were composed 150 years ago, the bride is waiting so long, O Lord, for your appearing. When will you come, O Son of God, and when will you satisfy their weeping? This expression, the longing was there already, but the time was not yet fulfilled. But in our time, the time was fulfilled. And the last message goes forth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And that's what Peter has written in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. We all understood God is not slack with his promise, but he is just waiting patiently until the last ones are called and are added. Then we have the mighty word of Paul, which he had to write down by the Spirit of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, one of the mightiest scriptures for our time, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. When we look at all the things which are said here, let me read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Not with a human jealousy, not with his own thing, but being ordained by God to serve the bride church, to give the wise virgins that what God has to say to us in this time. The key word is espoused. For I have espoused you to one husband. Betrothed. When becomes a bride with a betrothal. Before that, every bride is a girl. But in the moment of being betrothed, she becomes a bride. In that moment, the Lord becomes the bridegroom. And then we have it in the Old Testament, in Hosea. Hosea chapter 2. We have already the promise in the Old Testament. I will betroth thee unto you. Here it's written. Hosea chapter 2. Hosea chapter 2. From verse 21. Hosea chapter 2 from verse 19. I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in justice, in loving kindness and in mercies. He the Savior, he has come to us in love and in mercy to call out a bride. And before she could become a bride, she had to have an encounter with him. As in the natural, there can be no bride via internet or by email, in theory. No, the man must meet the girl. There must be a connection. A betrothal must take place, not in theory, but in reality. In the same it is with us. All who belong to the bride of the Lamb must meet the Lord before that. They must celebrate a betrothal. They must receive what God has given us in grace. They must receive, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in justice and in love and mercy. Then verse 20, I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. It's connected with it. When the Lord meets us personally, and as it is written, we have been engraved into the palms of his hands. Therefore, the proclamation, that the people get a personal relationship with the Lord, not a religion, but a personal experience of salvation with the Savior, to have a direct personal relationship with Him. Therefore, the conversion is preached, repentance is preached, the full gospel is preached. But listen to it once again, as written, "And I will betroth thee unto me forever." Already the betrothal, which we have as the bride with the bridegroom, is not for time, but it's forever. And therefore, all who are joined with God, all who hear the word of promise and who believe it, they are joined with God. Doesn't matter what kind of word is preached. We read, we have read it. Verse 20, "And I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness." God is faithful. God is true. He knew what He does. Receive it by faith. Don't doubt any longer. The bride is betrothed unto the bridegroom, and she has the certainty to be part of it at the return of Christ and to experience the rapture by His grace. Here it's written even more. In verse 21, we read, "And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and the heavens shall hear the earth." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This time is here. God has blessed us in all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We don't follow any declaration, any interpretation. We are following our Lord and Bridegroom. And we have the promise that we will be part of it when He returns to take His own home. Then listen closely. It concerns the bride from the nations. Let us read verse 23. "And I will sow her unto me in the earth." And now it comes. "And I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, Thou art my people. And they shall say, Thou art my God." Just very powerful. God has given promises for Israel, and He has given promises for the church. Now, let us read Hosea chapter 1, the second part from verse 1. Hosea chapter 2. Second part from verse 1. "Ye are not my people, but they shall be called sons and daughters of the living God." No, it's another verse here. Let us read Paul. First, God called out the elect from Israel. And then we see Paul. Then we see Paul in the book of Acts, chapter
13.
How he turns to the Gentiles and how he preaches the gospel unto them. You can read it. Acts chapter 13. It's verse 45. 13, verse 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then verse 47. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Verse 48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Also in this time, we don't have to think about it. In the moment where the word is addressed to us, we believe it. And in that moment we believe it, it is revealed to us. This, of course, Paul has also said in Ephesians chapter 1. He expressed it here, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Not you, not I. He leads, he brings to fulfillment his plan of salvation. He purposed it, and it is in his responsibility. And we may let ourselves be placed into this plan of salvation in our time. Then verse 10, Ephesians 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, when the times reach the moment when the last things what God promised, when that comes to fulfillment, then it happens, of course. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, God has put everything in order. God has an order in his plan of salvation. Everything runs according to this order. And this plan of salvation was preached unto us. Then it continues, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Brothers and sisters, we may say an amen to it. God has revealed to us the mystery of his will. And as we read, he has opened his mouth to speak in parables that what was kept secret since the foundation of the world. And then we hear it. In this time, we don't only hear the parables, but we hear our Lord saying, speaking to the multitudes. He said, to the multitudes, I spoke in parables. But to you, my disciples, you who you are following me, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To the multitudes, also today, all know the parables, all know what is written in the Gospels, but then the Lord speaks directly to those who believe him now, to you who believe the promises for this time, to you who you are betrothed unto me, you are my bride, to you who have accepted my covenant, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And therefore we also understand why Brother Branham, when he mentioned Revelation 10 verse 7, he always used the plural and not the singular. He always referred to it that in the last message, all mysteries of God were revealed. Also here, it's very important to listen closely and to understand correctly. And I ask you today, why are there the various directions? Why? We've said it here before. The various directions are outside of the Word. They're captive in interpretations. There's only one divine direction of faith. And this direction is founded in the will and in the Word of God. And this I say before God, I say, there's not one misunderstanding amongst the elect. All who were chosen from God, all with whom it is fulfilled, I will betroth thee unto me. I give you my promise. You are now my bride. And therefore, it's written, of course, and his bride has made herself ready. And this is the certainty which the Lord has given us in this time. And therefore, Paul has written at the time, I betrothed you unto one husband, namely Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, the emphasis was not on Paul and on the servants of God, but the emphasis was on the connection to the Lord. I espoused you to one husband, namely Jesus Christ, our Lord. To him I want to present a chaste virgin. Back to Matthew 25. Brothers and sisters, it will not happen one day. Today it goes on. Today the last call goes forth. The message is reaching the ends of the earth. And never it was preached so loud and so clear. Never. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And by grace we went out. And as I said before, everything with God is not a theory. It's reality, conversion, repentance, faith, baptism, spirit baptism. Everything is divine reality. And all who are part of the bride church have become one in Christ. They have the promise, I will betroth thee unto me in justice and in righteousness forever. And until the marriage supper, she is the bride. And after the marriage supper, she is the wife. Just so wonderful how God has placed everything in his word. And we all can just say, oh God, who are we? Who are we that you are leading us into the depth of your word, into the depth of your plan of salvation? Who are we that God has given us a direct part in it by his grace in this time? Let us summarize what has to be said today. The Lord has a bride. He is the bridegroom. And do you know what John the Baptist said? Shall we read it in the Gospel of John, probably in chapter 3? Here, John the Baptist, he said the following. John, chapter 3. From verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Then verse 28, ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. And now comes the powerful. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, who standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly about the bridegroom's voice. Then this my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, I'm waiting that also my joy becomes fulfilled. That we all understood by grace, understanding and receiving, that Brother Branham, the man sent from God, was the man sent from God, as John the Baptist at that time. As written, he that has the bride is the bridegroom. I espoused you to one husband. To him I want to present you as a chaste virgin. And the chaste virgins are the bride, which are raptured, which will be raptured, and which will take part in the marriage supper. And John also said here, this my joy is now fulfilled. I'm waiting for the moment where this joy is fulfilled in us, in me. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have the word of prophecy, the word of the apostles. We have the Old and New Testament. And everything bears witness of that, what God is doing right now. All the promises are and remain amen. And as we said yesterday in the word of introduction from Isaiah 51, hearken unto me, ye my people, hearken unto me. And then time and again, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Brother Branham, with a divine commission, yesterday and this morning I've seen it again, the confirmation from Washington from the 29th of January 1950, when Dr. George J. Lacey confirmed it, that the supernatural light must have been there, otherwise the camera lens could not have taken it. He just confirmed it. I've said it here 3 or 4 times. I took myself the time. I traveled to Washington. I was searching for it a long time until I found it in the Hall of Art. In the Hall of Art. There, I held it in my own hands. I've seen it with my own eyes. Brothers and sisters, please, believe me. I'm grateful to God that from the beginning on, He has opened my eyes. He has opened my heart that I could believing with all my heart. But I'm always also aware that probably there are two different groups, wise and foolish. And let me make this remark here. Sometimes I have to mention supernatural experiences. And then something can happen. The following can happen. That some are rejoicing mightily about it. Some are really rejoicing about it. If somebody says in all truth, if one testifies of something, what the Lord has spoken, and then of that, what the Lord has done. But then, there can also be some... Oh, now he mentions it. Now he says it again. Now he, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, be careful. We are not dealing with a man. We are dealing here with God. And if it would not have been this way, that God has used Brother Branham in the English language to repeat what the Lord has spoken to me in the German language, and then giving me the explanation. It's not a natural famine. It's not natural groceries, but God will send a hunger to hear His word, and the food which you have to store in is the word promised for this time, and it is on the tapes. This I'm not only saying, this I say before God, and I tell you today even more, if the Lord God would not have given me these supernatural experiences by His grace, then all the slander, all the trials, all the tests, I could not pass them, I could not stand them. It's only by the grace of God that carried me through all these trials. And this for one purpose, to preach the last divine message. Brother Jean Lambert, he came in the office and he said, Brother Frank, here's the circular letter in which you mentioned 14 experiences, which you mentioned. 14. I said, there are a couple of more. Let me emphasize it once again. I didn't tell you one story, not one lie I told you, not one lie. Everything as I reported to you, I will report it and say it again before the Lord and find it confirmed before God. But as we said, some who are not of the truth themselves, some who make themselves something up, they have trouble to believe that the true God in our time still speaks, that He gives instructions. And as I said to you, as I told you last night, also 1976, with the cancellation of the trip to India, just place yourself into this situation that the Lord, in His faithfulness, in the last moment, He intervened. If my ministry would have been finished, then I of course would have died in the flames. But because the ministry was not yet finished, and because the Lord wanted to keep me, therefore He warned me. What can I for it? What can you for it? What can we all for it? That God is merciful to us in this time. Let me say something here. What can I for it? When at that time, in February 1980, the brothers in Marseille, France, they came to me and they were asking me, tell us what is written, what is contained in the seven thunders. What can I for it? that the Lord woke me with a mighty voice the next morning, with a mighty penetrating voice. He called out to me, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. Was this my decision? No, it was the decision of God. And I will write it now. 1933, after Brother Branham had the seven visions for the end time, as he had seen these visions, God showed him a vision. And in this vision, he was told, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he was reading 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1 to 5 as Brother Frank read it in Marseille from verse 1 to 5. And then the emphasis, preach the word, preach the word, be it in time, in season, or out of season. The things which are not written, we leave up to God. We preach the written word, and all who are of God will rejoice about it. That not fantasies are preached, but very concrete, the word of God is preached, and all of the plan of salvation is preached, as it was purposed before the foundation of the world. Let us say it once again. As we read it, the Lord is the bridegroom. And John said at that time, the friend of the bridegroom heareth the voice of the bridegroom. And this, my joy, is now fulfilled. We didn't hear the call of a man. We have heard the call of the bridegroom. And only those who are betrothed unto Christ, those who are joined with him, those who have the promise and who know after the betrothal comes the marriage. Then comes the marriage supper of the Lamb. And therefore it is written, blessed are all those who take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm convinced that all who are hearing God's word now and all who believe it, they are joined with the Lord. That they take the last message seriously, believing every word, that unbelief has no chance anymore, because we believe as the scripture has said. And only by this, our faith will become the victory which has overcome all the world. Therefore, it's written, the faith, not a faith, but the faith, as the scripture said, the belief in Jesus Christ our Lord, the faith in all the promises, this faith, which has become divine reality in our lives, this faith which God has given us is the victory which has overcome the world. And as the bridegroom lets go forth his voice in joy, so we as the bridegroom, we may proclaim the victory of God in the hearts of the righteous. We may call out, Jesus Christ our Lord is the victor of Calvary. He has risen. He is alive. He is present. He speaks. He works. He saves and he heals. God is the same forever. Not in parables anymore. Not in riddles. No, in the full revelation of Jesus Christ in this time. Oh, brothers and sisters, only one thing more, just thanking him for his grace and faithfulness, for truly he has done great things. Let us say it, as we said it many times, such a time was never on the earth before. It's the last period, and never was the word preached in all these details, in such a harmony revealed. And I don't only say it, I mean it. Whoever takes everything back to the scripture, what Brother Branham said, only by this we can become one heart and one soul. And if a brother writes me, I want to speak to you, but only on the basis of the statements of Brother Branham, then I have to say, this is not enough for me. I cannot compare statement with statement, whether if there are 50 statements of seven thunders, then it's not enough for me. Then I have to go back to the scripture to see where all these statements belong. I must place them biblically and let myself be placed biblically. Back to the word, back to the doctrines of the apostles, back to the origin, back to the foundation, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. God will never go beyond his word. Everything is contained in his word, and we may have part in it. I will betroth thee unto me forever in faithfulness and righteousness. You who you believe me, I will make you my bride. I go to prepare a place for you. And then I come again as the bridegroom to take you home as the bride to celebrate the marriage supper together with you. Brothers and sisters, my heart is filled with thankfulness. It's more than we can understand or ask what God has given us in this time by his grace. And it remains as John the Baptist foreran the first coming of Christ, so Brother Branham was sent with a biblical message which contains everything. He was sent so that this message foreruns the second coming of Christ. 49 years have passed since Brother Branham is in glory. And the message which he brought just goes forth into all the world, into all peoples and tongues. May God bless all. Really, beginning in New Zealand, Australia, really around the globe, via Canada, USA, really all the nations, all the tongues, East and West Europe, South and North, beginning from Finland up to Palermo, wherever it might be, from Romania unto the highest North. May God bless all of Africa, all the continent. May he bless, really in all peoples and tongues. May he bless. We see it today. We are the bride of the Lamb. The Lord made a covenant with us through his holy and precious blood. We are his possession for time and for eternity. And as he said at the time, I will open my mouth and I will preach you, I will tell you that what was kept secret since the foundation of the world. And this God has done in our time as never before. To him, the only God, be the glory in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps Brother Ernst and whoever may come may sing us a song in the Spanish language. We are, of course, joined with God and joined with everyone. May God bless all in the Spanish language, wherever it might be on the earth, in all of South America, in Central America. May he bless all, in all peoples and tongues. In the Portuguese language. Really, in all tongues. In all languages. In all peoples. Shall we sing very soon, "Oh, how nice"? We will enter in there, the pearly gates. It doesn't belong here, but on my trip to India, I had sleepless nights enough so that I could learn the 30 Spanish lessons on my iPod. We're just so grateful. Are brothers and sisters here who would like to be baptized? Do we have someone? Very nice. Then we bow our heads and we'll thank the Lord together. Did we understand what the Lord has said to us today? The high calling, being blessed with all spiritual blessings which are in heaven, has blessed us on the earth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Full redemption, full forgiveness, full deliverance, a new life the Lord has given us. I will betroth thee unto myself in righteousness and in faithfulness. Everything took place, and we may be the bride of the Lamb. He, the bridegroom, he went to prepare a place for us. Do you believe it? Say amen. Say it once again. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Precious Lord, you ever faithful God, thank you. Thank you that your word also in our time does not return void, but it brings with it all those who are ordained to be together with you in glory. It accomplishes for what you have sent the message for. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for the message. We thank you for your revealed word. We thank you for the connection which you established with us, in the spirit joined with you. Dear Lord, now I pray you, keep all in thy word and in thy will, and may all on the earth, may they continue to plan their lives so that no shame is coming upon your name. Keep all sober in your word and in your will. Also, in all the natural things, Lord, be merciful to all the young people, all who are still studying, all who are working, all who have to make decisions. May everything happen and take place in your holy will, remaining with the feet on the earth, but connected in the heart with you. O God, be merciful. Bless your blood-bought flock. Together, we are waiting for you, the bridegroom. You went to prepare a place for us, and you are coming again to take us home. Dear Lord, I pray you that all who are hearing your word now and who believe it, that they fill their lamps with oil, that they take their vessels with them, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the love of God for your word, the love for you and for one another. Oh, the love of God, always new, as the German song goes. Beloved Lord, I believe the commission which you have given to Brother Branham as the fulfillment of that what you promised. Elijah comes first to restore all things. You restored everything in marriage, in family, in the church, everything you restored. And wherever it is not like this yet, let it become like it quickly. Let it become like it quickly. Oh Lord, we made the decision at this weekend. Our lives belong to you, for you have given your life for us. Together we are glorifying the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. And we thank you for it, that you are finishing and completing your work of redemption, and that we are taken home to be with you. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the whole church worldwide. Lift up thy countenance over all who are joining us online. Oh, bless in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Call out. Call out. And please let us be prepared together in the divine love, the love toward you and the love toward your word and the love toward one another. Because love is the bond of perfection. Dear Lord, I say it once again in your presence. I ask, I pray, that all who hear your word now, by the last message, that they are being called out, that they receive the perfect faith, that they get everything revealed by your Holy Spirit, that all are taught by God. No interpretation, no explanation, but your holy word alone. And we thank you that you did it already. And you will complete it also in the last ones, very soon. Lift up thy countenance over us and give us your peace and your blessing. I ask it in Jesus' holy name. And I thank you that you have answered us and that you have done it. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he that heareth it, let him say, come. Give it to us as the Bride, that without force, that we are led by the Spirit and say, Lord, come soon, Lord Jesus. And calling out to one another, Maranatha, the Lord comes, the Lord comes. We are waiting for it. Blessed be your wonderful and glorious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated for a moment. We are really grateful to God with all our hearts for everything what he does right now. Today we really want to thank all the ministering brothers in particular who are here today, from Kinshasa, from Africa, from, that God may bless you. Also you, beloved brothers from Romania, we all know what it means when the cooperation is blessed by God. And in all of Europe, there's no comparable country where all the ministering brothers are just working together in harmony, and thousands upon thousands are being called to the Lord and are led to the Lord. There's probably no other country where 2,000 people are coming to a service, but God blessed, and he will continue to bless. Once again, all brothers, all ministering brethren, and now all brothers and all sisters, take greetings with you to Finland. Take greetings into all the countries, to all our brothers and sisters who could not be here today. May the Lord God bless and may he be with us. God willing, we will once again make a missionary trip, probably from the 12th of November to Brazil, then to Peru, onward to Costa Rica, and then in Mexico, ending there. And I can say it, the brothers, especially in Brazil, they rented a stadium with 8,000 people, and they are calling the people of God together. And they will come from the various directions, also from the various interpretations within the end time message, and they are ready to hear one time who can say, I am an eyewitness. I am an ear witness. I was an ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. Please remember the meetings in Peru. In the first phase, Brother Miskis will be with me, and from that time on, Brother Erwin Pacheco will travel with me, who translates up there. He will be with me in Peru and in Costa Rica and in Mexico. Please remember us in your prayers. May the Lord really give grace that all return home blessed. To you in Romania in particular, please take greetings with you to Moldavia, where God is also doing right now great things. And I will take greetings to Brother Kupfer, and then some who could not come. Brother Gilbert, not so. I will pass on greetings to all. May all be blessed in all peoples and tongues. Now we ask that we stand up for a closing prayer. Today, Brother Müller will come. Please come. And then Brother Schmidt will join you, committing everything unto the grace of the Lord. Lord Almighty God, I'm so grateful with all my heart for your wonderful and glorious word, which brings us into the stand to meet you. Blessed be your name for this wonderful preparation. You said, I come to kindle a fire. Beloved Lord, I believe that also today you want that the fire begins to burn in our hearts. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name. Thank you. Let us become one heart and one soul for your glory, so that you can confirm thy word. Praise, honor, and glory for these wonderful meetings in Jesus' name. Amen. Great God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we say thank you and we worship you. And I join and I praise your holy name, which is above every name, on heaven and on earth. My God, we thank you that you spoke to us. And we can only say What those said on the way to Emmaus, Lord, did not our heart burn? Yes, it's still burning, Lord. We thank you that you have spoken to us. I repeat what I said. You have opened your word unto us from the last end time in which we are living. These are the last moments, O God, Lord of heaven. Give us grace that we tune in, that we arrive there at this place which you prepared for us. You went there so that we can also be there where you are. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the speaking. Thank you for the word and for the revelation. Thank you for all the revelations which you gave and for the commission which you have given in our days. Thank you. We are, of course, not glorifying any man, but we are glorifying your word, which you are speaking through the mouth of human beings. We thank you, Lord. Bless all who are here present, and bless all who have joined us online. Bless all who are rejoicing with us, and as already said, those who could not be here today, but who are nevertheless joined with us in your spirit, thank you for it. Praise, honor, and glory be unto your holy name. Amen. May I ask whether we have an amen to it? That also our hearts burned because he revealed his word to us. Once again, may God bless you all. May he be with all of us. Also those who are joining us online. The Lord God, he completes his work very soon. And we will be with him at all times. All who hear his voice now will hear his voice then, when he returns to take his own home. Therefore, we are very grateful to God. The blessing of the Almighty God, may it rest upon all of us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.